Last time on The Atheists, the Bible, and No Wardrobe, we were from Exodus 9, verse 1 to Exodus 9, verse 35. My sorcerer casts diseases, boils, and hail with fire at the Egyptians. Ooh, and my blasting rod has +3 damage to spells thrown in triplicate.
Make a saving throw, Mo.
Well?
A 1, plus your charisma. 2. Yeah, no, Pharaoh's pissed. You, Mo, may not pass.
Hello and welcome back to The Atheists,
The Bible,
and No Wardrobe, the podcast. Oh, damn. Volcanoes! Ah!
Fire and brimstone from the sky.
Yeah. No. Fire!
It's Beavis and Butthead.
Yeah. Well, I apologize to our listeners unless they really wanted to actually listen to us for 45 minutes. For almost an hour just on one show. I mean, you got a little extra there. So, hey, that'll get you through the rest of the week.
We're plagued by this book.
I see what you did there. This book is definitely a plague.
Well, so maybe I don't want some corn.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Yeah. But the fact is that this may have been a volcano makes me want to, you know, look this into this, see if there was a volcano in some location now.
Agreed. Yeah, agreed.
So that would seem to fit just based on the evidence of what we had. I mean, it would fit around the explosions of a volcano that was just
well, and
to be
like
in the
you
area.
Said too, the boils,
yeah,
the ash from the sky causing boils. It mm-hmm. might not have been boils; it might have been welts from
heat.
Hot ash. Yeah,
that might have been from heat. They said when yeah. he said the ash was falling on people because mm-hmm. that ash is probably hot and it was probably causing boils on people from the heat. That's not a boil like a boil. That was a boil from like a water blister or a hot blister from getting burned. Yeah, a heat mm-hmm. blister.
So
yeah,
yep.
Anyway,
so
we're starting in Exodus 10 today. So open your Bibles or whatever you're listening to us if you want to. I mean, or you could just listen to us. You don't necessarily have to follow along. You can. It helps though.
Yep. The WTF factor is elevated.
Yes.
Yeah. Chapter 10, verse 1. And the Lord said unto Moses, go in unto Pharaoh, for I have hardened his heart and the heart of his servants, that I might shew thee my signs before him.
Again, he's telling him to go fuck the Pharaoh. Very good, Pharaoh. Go in, Moses. Again, I'm just saying, he's saying going into the Pharaoh. Maybe it sounds to me like they're having some kind of gay relationship. I'm just saying.
So God's all about dicks. We know that.
Yeah.
He's all right.
10:2, and that thou mayest tell in the ears of thy son, and the of thy son's son, weird sons, what things I have wrought in Egypt, and my signs which I have done among them, that ye may know how that I am the Lord. So he's going to say all these natural things. Your attribute to a god. No, sorry. Still won't do it because, or let's just say I was a time traveler, like, you know, like the doctor or something. I went back in time and I saw this shit happening. I could still attest it to natural events and not to an imaginary sky wizard.
Yep. They might even attest them to their own personal gods.
Yep.
As far as we know.
Oh, yeah. They could have said, yeah, somebody could have been praying to their own little statue of Vinue or Vinuette or whatever and say, hey. And when I prayed to my statuette and say, please make it stop. And then it stops. I'm like, yeah, I tested it to this thing here. You know, because because you did a thing doesn't necessarily mean the thing that caused it or the thing that's happening is attributed to you praying or saying anything.
Well, the boils or the blisters incapacitated the Pharaoh's own magicians. So,
yeah.
You know,
and why wasn't
to rebut him?
I want to bet you that Moses was also affected in some way too. So This is the fact that everybody else is affected but him and his brother, who's still here doing all this shit with him.
He's affected all right, but it's in his head.
Yeah. I think so too.
10:3 And Moses and Aaron came unto Pharaoh and said unto him, Thus saith the Lord God of the Hebrews, How long wilt thou refuse to humble thyself before me? Let my people go, that they may serve me. He had a second verse, same as the first.
Yeah. 10:4 Else, if thou refuse to let my people go, behold, tomorrow I will bring the locusts into thy coast. Okay, so you've saw some grasshoppers, and they're on their way. You can kind of see, it's like, okay, locusts are being brought in, whatever.
Locusts are seasonal. They mm-hmm. kind of come in cycles. You can count on when they come.
Yeah, there's this one insect that hit this year that we're in 2016 when we're recording this, because I don't know when this is going to publish. But there's this bug that comes out like every 10 years or something, 10, 15 years. And I forget the name of them, but they show up, like they come out and like they're alive for a few hours and then they all die. And then they have their little insect sex, and they go back in the ground, and then they come back, and then it's like every 10 years. It's the weirdest cycle I've ever seen.
Have a little party and
Have a little party.
A little rave party. Yeah.
Yeah. It's. I wish the Republicans would act like this. Just go and die off for about 10 years or so, and then they just come back and they're like have a little party, and then they just go away again, and we just kind of forget about them. 10:5
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, and they shall cover the face of the earth that one cannot be able to see the earth. And they shall eat the residue of that which is escaped, which remaineth unto you from the hail. And they shall eat every tree which groweth for you out of the field.
So this locust infestation, which is probably a seasonal thing, has come out, and they're going to eat whatever remained, what didn't get covered by, from the ash. So that's obvious.
Yes, whatever didn't get destroyed by the hail and fire.
Yeah.
Right.
And the way this book is written is like this is happening like the next day or a couple days after each event. And like, no, this probably stuff that's happened throughout a separation of weeks, months, /years.
Yeah.
This is because they say, well, tomorrow I'm doing this. No. That's I would willing to bet you any amount of money you want to come up with that. Because this is the way they've narrated that it's the next day, but I will not bet you that it was spread out over a series of a longer period of time.
Well, I want to say archaeologists have not discovered any evidence of these plagues happening, like we would assume them to be either in concession, a succession of things that happened.
Right.
There's no. Yeah. So yeah, you're right. These would be separated by months, if not years.
Yeah. 10:5 Did you just read that? Oh, you just read that. All right, 10:6 10:6 And they shall fill thy houses and the houses of thy servants and the houses of all the Egyptians, which neither thy fathers nor thy father's fathers have seen since the day that they were upon the earth unto this day. And he turned himself and went out from Pharaoh. So he pulled out.
That's some nasty pillow talk.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, Pharaoh, I know I just got done screwing you in the ass, but I'm going to bring locusts. Shh. That's not sexy talk.
And that's what locusts do, actually. It's not saying anything.
Maybe it's earth-shattering here. Yeah, maybe the locusts are actually more of his relatives just showed up. I'm bringing the rest of my flock over. Rest of my family is going to come over, and we're going to, eat at your house and flop down on the couch.
Goddamn plague of locusts you are. 10:7 And Pharaoh's servants said unto him, How long shall this man be a snare unto us? Let the men go, that they may serve the Lord their God. Knowest thou not yet that Egypt is destroyed? I'm questioning if his servants could actually speak to Pharaoh like that, but okay.
Yeah, I mean, I don't talk to my boss like this. Hey, dude, what are you doing to us? You're the one causing all this shit. I mean, yeah, I imagine after you get a little pissed off after a while, but no, that's not going to, no. They'd have them killed if they spoke back to their Pharaoh. This is, or their king or whatever. No, I'm sorry. This is just based on what we know about hierarchy of these things, that they would have had them just knocked off, because they could have, and nobody would have said word one. 10:8, and Moses and Aaron were brought again unto Pharaoh, and he said unto them, "Go serve the Lord your God." But who are they that shalt go? Well, he said, "Let my people." Do I have to give you, bring you a laundry list? Let's see. We got Bob from plumbing. We got Jill, who does accounting. She wants to go. And I mean, you're talking millions of people.
We made a Facebook page for the group. You know, anybody wants to go to the family reunion out in the desert, but we haven't. We've got a lot of maybes on there, so we haven't had a total head count yet. 10:9, and Moses said, "We will go with our young and our old, with our sons and our daughters, with our flocks and our herd, with our herds. We will go, for we must hold a feast unto the Lord."
Oh, so now we're going to take all the herds, which supposedly have been killed by the volcanic ash.
Not the Israelites.
Oh, not the Israelites, right. Yeah, of course. Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah.
So now he's saying, okay, now he's up the ante. He's like, well, we want to go do outside of town and, you know, for 3 days and 3 days journey and party like it's 1999, and then we'll come back. But now it's like, well, since I threw all this shit at you, I figure I'm feeling pretty cocky. I'm going to up the ante. We're going to take our cattle with us because, well, we need something to sacrifice. But like,
okay. And we're taking our sheep so we have something warm at night.
So you're not going, Pharaoh. I need something to keep me warm. I'm just saying, you know, batting his eyes at him.
What happens in Moses' tent stays in Moses' tent.
Was that 9:8, I think, yeah.
10:9,
yeah.
We're in chapter 10.
Okay, that's right.
10:10.
And he said unto them, "Let the Lord be so with you as I will let you go, and your little ones, look to it. For evil is before you." What the fuck is this line here? I don't understand this line. He said, "Go, let him go. All right, I'm going to let you go, but evil's before you?"
Huh.
That's a weird line. I'd make a joke here, but I have no idea what the context is.
I'm assuming that he is Pharaoh?
I am assuming.
Okay, yeah. Let the Lord be go with you. Okay. For evil is before you. Okay. 10:11. Not so. Go now, ye that are men, and serve the Lord, for that ye did desire. And they were driven out from Pharaoh's presence. So, but he says, yeah, you can go, but just the men.
Just the men. Just the men can go, because we know you're going to want the pussy.
Because that's
you get
what
back
you
out.
Asked for the first time.
Right. Yeah,
you're changing the deal.
Pray I cannot change it again. This deal's getting worse and worse.
Yes. Still a better story.
Still a better story. Way better story. Yeah, because they know that I keep the women as, you know, hostages, that you'll come back, you know.
Right.
That's the way they're putting it. It's like, well, the guys can go because, well, we know what you guys, what happens out in Moses' tent, you know, I'm just saying.
And they got kicked out this time.
Yeah, they got kicked out this time.
Kick you out. Yeah. Get out of my sight.
10:12. And the Lord said unto Moses, "Stretch out thy hand over the land of Egypt for the locusts, that they may come up upon the land of Egypt and eat every herb of the land, even all that the hail hadn't left. Which we already fucking said. Thank you for reiterating.
Yeah.
Fucking piece of shit book.
10:13, and Moses stretched forth his rod over the land of Egypt, and the Lord brought an east wind upon the land all that day and all that night. And when it was morning, the east wind brought the locusts.
Wait a minute, you know, I got a question here. I'm questioning something here, because he said, if you don't let us go, I'm going to bring the locusts. And then he says, okay, just the guys can go. He's made an accommodation, says, you can go. But it's like, apparently that's not good enough for Moses. Like, well, I wanted more, so I'm going to bring locusts now. He's throwing a fucking temper tantrum. He can't have the G.I. Joe with the kung fu grip. He's only getting the regular G.I. Joe, but that's not good enough. He wants the extra one that's going to be even 10 times more expensive. I'm stomping my feet. No. I want this, or I'm going to hold my breath.
Yeah, well, Pharaoh even said it. You know, you changed the deal. Originally, it was just, you know, I'm letting you take the men and the young men, but everybody else and everything else stays here.
Yeah.
And that's not good enough. Awesome.
No. He keeps changing the deal. He keeps trying to up one his thing here.
Yeah.
Where was that? 13? 14? Okay. Read 13. Sorry. 10:14. And the locusts went up over all the land of Egypt, which you just fucking said. Fucking stupid Bible. And rested in all the coasts of Egypt. Very grievously were they. Before them there were no such locusts as they, neither after them shall be such. Fuck, my mouth is gone now because I'm reading weird words, putting sentences that were never meant to be put in that language or that in that sentence structure.
Strange that this terrible, terrible locust plague, which was the worst of every time, because if God's eternal, then he means there's never been before nor ever after was there ever a plague of locusts like this.
Yeah,
but it's never recorded in archaeological history.
Yep, that never happened. Never happened. No. And the fact is, they're eating every herb. I'm just saying, mm-hmm. everybody named Herb, they're being attacked by locusts.
Poor Herb. 10:15. For they covered the face of the whole earth, so that the land was darkened, and they did eat every herb of the land, and all of the fruit of the trees, which the hail had left, and there remained not a green thing in the trees or in the herbs of the field throughout all the land of Egypt. Is it the whole earth, or is it Egypt? Or is Egypt the whole earth?
For them, that's the whole earth, because they don't know any better. I mean, it's like they didn't even know where the sun went at night. So that for them, the whole earth is just every place that they've ever seen in this whole area. So the locust, which most likely never happened, because we know that's a cycle thing. And let's just say that let's just for shits and giggles say that that's actually did happen. The fact is that they would just be in that general area, and they probably wouldn't be like everywhere, because they can't, there's no way for them to know that there's all these other places on the earth that most likely are not happening, because that would be fucking physically impossible to put that many animals in one over the entire planet. They'd have to be covering every ocean, every landmass, and he didn't travel throughout the entire world to see through South America, the Americas, where we are, over in China and all these other places. He just assumed it's the whole earth because that's everything they could see.
Well, that's the trouble with human beings. We are very me-centric. Mm-hmm. The world centers around us, and we just assume that everything
you mean it
is
doesn't,
moving
Connie?
And shaking.
You mean the world doesn't center around me? Well, damn.
Oh, well, let's just move on to the next. I'm sorry to bring that news to you.
I'm going to cry now.
Curl up in your sock drawer.
I'm going to go pull up my sock drawer, climb in it, and I'm going to cry. Where do we leave off?
16.
Thank you. 10:16. Then Pharaoh called for Moses and Aaron in haste. And he said, I have sinned against the Lord your God and against you. Sinned against you? Really? Again, this is where this is another one of those things where they say, you know, the Pharaoh, the way it's always told is like, Pharaoh called for Moses, but they never say, and his brother came, who apparently helped him cook up this scheme to begin with.
Yeah. Oh, goodness. Yes. And I don't know if that's really a concept that other religions have, even.
Yeah.
But I mean, I understand you could err against a god, but
I could say you make, it's like I wronged you in some way. That's not a sin.
Right.
You just been an asshole. But
10:17. Now therefore forgive, I pray thee, my sin only this once, and entreat the Lord your God that he may take away from me this death only.
What? What? A locust now considered death? Weird.
They're probably going to starve. So far they've eliminated, so there's no more cattle, there's no more meat, there's no more,
except for the cattle that they did have, said they was running around.
Right.
So
and all vegetation, unless they have stuff stored up. I don't know. He sees it as death.
10:18. And he went out from Pharaoh and entreated the Lord.
So I gotta leave you to talk to my magic sky daddy.
Yeah,
I can't do that in front of you.
Yeah, I can't do it. I can't talk to him in front of you because Aaron and I need to, we need to have a confab. Come on, Aaron, we need to go talk to our God, quote unquote. What are we gonna do now, Aaron? I think he's gonna buy it. We've been climbing off all these natural events, but we're gonna say it's God. Okay, yeah, keep us up. We'll get everything we want.
They
We're
going to
use extortion, extortion, extortion.
Yeah, they had spies in Saudi Arabia that told them, oh, my God, the locusts are terrible over here.
Yeah.
They're on that way. They're heading your way.
Right.
10:19. And the Lord turned a mighty strong west wind, which took away the locust and cast them into the Red Sea. There remained not one locust in all the coast of Egypt.
A wind blew them all away. The wind blows them up and blows them away again. Yeah, that's not how animals work. I'm sorry. You just can't wind just will not just pick off little insects, just that and nothing else, and then cast them into the Red Sea. Right, sure. Whatever, Bible, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You're more magical thinking. 10:20. But the Lord hardened Pharaoh's heart so that he would not let the children of Israel go. Okay, he's like saying that, all right, well, I'm going to let you go, but now that you got rid of everything. So they're trying to set up this whole narrative, and I've said this before, that the Pharaoh is apparently some kind of asshole, but their God is actually supposedly doing all this shit.
Yep, and the Israel's demands are so quote unquote reasonable, and
mm-hmm.
no, it's not.
No.
They've been changing the deal all along.
Yeah, they keep changing the deal every time they go to them. It's like, well, let us go for a few days. Oh, now we're going to take the cattle. Now we want to go for over here. And it's like, no, he's trying to make accommodations, but he's not being. He's being the 5-year-old. He's like, I want what I want, and that's all I'm going to take.
Salesman with his foot in the door.
Mm-hmm.
10:21. And the Lord said unto Moses, stretch out thine hand toward heaven, that there may be darkness over the land of Egypt, even darkness which may be felt.
Okay. Well, we have established in the last chapter there's a possibility of a volcano.
Yes.
So if the darkness, maybe the volcano's acting up again and it's starting to plume out more smoke.
They go in stages usually. Mm-hmm. There's several stages too. I mean, it's just one eruption is not enough.
No.
And real quick, back to when Mount St. Helens blew, it was a Sunday morning and the sun had already come up. It was May. And all of a sudden there was this huge black cloud that came over the mountains towards mm-hmm. where I lived. And it was as dark as midnight. And
yep.
You couldn't see because you couldn't even see across the street because it wasn't just dark. It was the particulates in the air of mm-hmm. the ash.
Yep.
So
yep.
Exactly what you said.
Yep. 10:22, because this will clinch it, I think.
Yep.
And 10:22, and Moses stretched forth his hands towards heaven, and there was a thick darkness in all the land of Egypt 3 days.
Yep.
So, yeah, that would be the particulate that, like you just said, we were talking about, the particulate in the air was so thick that you just couldn't see anywhere. And for 3 days, that to me, this screams, this is an eruption. This is the events of happening after an eruption, which if there had been, or let's just say, for example, let me just go back for a little bit. I have to point this out because I had to think about this. Because of the fact that we talked about the red bloom and everything like this, if there had been an eruption down the way, and this river was running by this, that heat, the red waters may have just been overheated from the eruption.
Yes, yeah, and it would have poisoned the water.
Yes,
or at least choked out the oxygen in the water.
Absolutely.
So.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and it wouldn't even have to be particulates falling down like it was where I was, but it could just be that the ash is high up in the atmosphere and it's blocking out the sun, which that's, yep, exactly.
Yep.
10:23, they saw not one another, neither rose any from his place for 3 days, but all the children of Israel had light in their dwellings because the ash cloud wasn't falling over them.
Apparently not. Oh, they might have just been in a different location where the ash was not falling. So, and depending on where the wind is blowing, that they might have actually had sunlight in that particular area. Because while you were in darkness, I still had light. So, hey, you know, there's that.
God just loved me.
Yeah, God was trying to smite you, Connie. 10:24, and Pharaoh
he missed
big time. 10:24, and Pharaoh called unto Moses and said, "Go ye serve the Lord, only let your flocks and your herds be stayed, let your little ones also go with you." So you and your little ones, all the boys and I guess the little girls, I guess, because it does say little ones, it doesn't say just the boys here, but you can leave your flocks here, which I think is reasonable. I mean, if you just take everything, we don't know if you're ever going to come back.
Exactly. Exactly. 10:25, and Moses said, "Thou must give us also sacrifices and burnt offerings, that we may sacrifice unto the Lord our God."
So he wants to, okay, now there is a contradiction here. Did God actually command the Israelites to make him a burnt offering? This actually came up before, but
yes,
a couple
we
chapters
missed it.
We did miss it.
Yeah.
It says, God commanded the Israelites to make him a burnt offering in Exodus 8:27. Later on in 10:25, Exodus 20, which is coming up, Exodus 20:24, Exodus 29:16-18. But now, later on in Jeremiah 7:22, God does not ask for any burnt offerings. So they're making this shit up. I think they're making this shit up. They're saying, well, God wants a burnt offering. Well, how do you know what your God wants? You're just kind of saying, God wants me to do this thing. We want to make an offering because we're primitive people and we think that by killing something and burning it up and the smoke goes up in the air, therefore we're making an appeasement to the magic sky daddy.
Yep.
Let's see. Where were we? That was 27. 10:28. And Pharaoh said unto him, you did read 27, right?
No.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I think you read 26.
Oh, 26. Oh, you're right. I'm sorry. You did 25.
Because that was the burnt offering. Yes.
Right. Okay. I lost track. thank you. 10:26. Our cattle shall go with us. There shall not be an hoof be left behind. For thereof must we take to serve the Lord our God. And we must... I'm sorry, I'm putting words in the Bible's mouth. Our God, and we know not with what we must serve the Lord until we come thither. What the fuck?
We have to take all the food. We have to take all the cattle because we don't know how much we're going to need to sacrifice.
Yeah, we don't know how much we're going to need.
God doesn't fill us in.
Yeah, he didn't give the memo. It's like, yeah, make sure you bring like five sheep, two donkeys and a cow, And but he doesn't say this. He's like, well, we're just going to keep sacrificing shit until something happens. But we don't know, because one might not be enough, because the volcano is still erupting, so we don't know what's going on. So if we do this one thing and the volcano keeps going on, apparently that wasn't enough to sacrifice the god. So we need to take everything with us so we can just kill it all just in case.
Just in case.
Which tells you how fucked up their religion is, because they even don't know what their own god is doing at this point. Their god gives them specific instructions, except for what it takes to appease him.
He hasn't had a good barbecue in a long time.
True.
It's been a while since somebody sacrificed something to him. So he's like, yeah, you know, I really want a big old ass barbecue. Lots of meat.
Yeah.
Lots of foreskins. Oh, wait, not that. Anyway. Not yet. 10:27. But the Lord hardened Pharaoh's heart, and he would not let them go.
Again, he's doing this again, so whatever.
Not on a boat, not on a train.
not on a fox, not with a fox, not in a box. Apparently, this is the seventh time he's hardened his heart. So God is just all into fucking with people's free will. Very good.
He's the tin man now.
Yeah. 10:28. And Pharaoh said unto him, get thee from me, take heed to thyself, see the face no more, for in that day thou seest my face, thou shalt die. So basically, you come over here again, you fuck with me anymore, I'll fucking kill you myself.
Fuck you.
Fuck off.
Fuck you, the horse you rode in on.
Yep.
Fuck you and the horse you rode in on.
Yep.
With you.
I am so fucking done with you coming in here and making a mess of my house. You leave mud everywhere and you drink all my beer, and I'm just fucking tired of it. I'm the one paying for the beer.
Yep. 10:29. And Moses said, thou hast spoken well. I will see thy face again no more.
Ouch. You spoke really nicely to me.
You didn't just say that. I just broke up with you. So there.
You didn't break up with me. I broke up with you. No more nookie for you.
You're not going to see this rod and staff anymore. Not like you ever saw it coming.
Yeah, this reads to me like this. Like they broke up. I mean, like, no more pillow talk for them. No more late night butt air nookie, you know.
It's sad when two kids just can't get along.
Yeah, definitely. But we want you to get along with us and over at Twitter and tweet us over at twitter.com/ABANW podcast. If you would like to donate and show us, you know, that you didn't break up with us by donating a few dollar bills here and there, over at patreon.com/ABANDNW. And if you like the show, you can like it over at facebook.com/ABANDNW. We also have a blog where you can find the show on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spreaker, with all the links there at abandnw.wordpress.com. Be sure to email us with any questions, comments, love, or hate mail, and send it to tatbanw@gmail.com. That's tatbanw@gmail.com. Also, be sure to check out our main show, Packard Pokes At, which you can find on iTunes, Stitcher, Spreaker, and on YouTube. Also, please remember to leave us a 5-star rating and write a review for us as well while you're over in these fine locations. So until next time, this has been The Atheists,
The Bible,
and No Wardrobe, The Podcast.